We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm Agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm Agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to Jonesboro High School in the 6A East Conference opener for the Mountain Home Football Bombers tonight as the Bombers take on the Hurricane of Jonesboro. Jonesboro 2-1 of the campaign. They own wins over Little Rock Catholic 18-13. They beat Batesville 35-7. And then 2 weeks ago, they lost at Conway by a score of 14-7. The Bombers come in with a record of 0-3 on the season. Of course, a loss to Sheridan down at Russellville to open the season. They lost to Harrison at home, and then 2 weeks ago played such a great contest against Nettleton, came up 2 points short, 28-26. Had the bye week last week and ready to get the conference started tonight. Great night for football. A little warm here in Jonesboro, but the sun's already setting, so it's going to cool off quickly, and we'll see how the Bombers play against this very good Jonesboro ball club. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the matchup in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The school sports season is upon us. At Knox Orthopedics, they wish all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
While your purchases at the Salvation Army Thrift Store in Mountain Home may seem like a good item at a bargain price, the Salvation Army sees your purchase turned into a warm meal for a hungry mouth, a bill paid for a home without a source of energy, and many other types of assistance that families in need face on a daily basis here in our city. My name is Brian Brindley, Corps Assistant Officer, encouraging you to shop at the Salvation Army Thrift Store. Truly is life-changing.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jonesboro, about 17 minutes away from kickoff, the Bombers and the Hurricanes from Jonesboro getting the 6A East Conference race started. Joining me for the broadcast again this week is Sonny Elliott. Sonny, we heard Brian talk about in his show that just finished a little bit ago about confidence. And you and I talked about on the drive home 2 weeks ago after we left Nettleton High School. Yes, it was a loss, but that team played with so much more confidence, and that's something that can really carry a team and get them into the win column.
Definitely. Brian and I talked about it yesterday as well after the show. It's something that it can snowball. You know, I think the only thing that could have made that more perfect was winning the ball game and having that ball game be at our place.
Yeah.
So that the fans could have seen it was a totally different team.
Yes.
It was a confidence. It was a belief in that offense, the double wing that was installed. And then once they started having success, you know, Coach Maddox was like, it was just supposed to be a wrinkle. Well, it was a wrinkle. It was so good, you didn't go away from it.
Right.
So they kept that up for the rest of the game, and it just, once that confidence got started that we're going to score points, the defense got confident too. And we saw some big plays on defense on that fourth down play near the goal line, things that we weren't seeing in the first two games. So really, a lot of this football and a lot of success in football can snowball, but it all comes down to believing in yourself and believing that you can do things, and you'll find yourself doing things that you never thought you could do.
Yep. And he talked about how good practice has been the last 2 weeks, too. So hoping that carries over tonight. It's going to have to. This is a very good Jonesboro ball club. Randy Coleman, the head coach here, he's in his 12th year. He's a graduate of Jonesboro, and he actually started the football program at Valley View. He has gone 11-0 against Mountain Home. He's taken in his 12th year, in his 11 years so far, he's taken the Hurricane to the semifinals 5 years in a row. That was from 2011 through 15. They were down a bit last year. They finished 7-5, but they've got a lot of players coming back, don't they?
7 offensive starters, 6 defensive starters are back this year. And, you know, you look at that 7-5 record, well, that's not really indicative of what their record was against teams of their own sort. Once
right.
they got back down into conference play, was I believe it was 5-2
right.
That they went last year, and they were the same Jonesboro club that you would come to expect with a very explosive offense. And of those starters back, there's starters that are very dangerous and ones that we definitely have to keep our eyes on defensively tonight.
And that starts with the young man that takes the snap every time, or takes the he takes the shotgun snap.
He does
anyway.
Take the shotgun snap, and that's a quarterback cross jumper. He is an outstanding athlete. He is a grade A baseball player. Baseball is his first sport. He is committed to be a pitcher for the University of Tennessee. Last year, when Mountain Home won the baseball conference championship, he didn't start against Mountain Home. He played center field both games due to the way that the rotation fell.
Uh-huh.
But he is really athletic, really accurate. I mean, he's hitting, for a high school quarterback to hit over 50% of his passes in the kind of offense that Jonesboro runs, because this isn't right. West Coast offense. This isn't dink and dunk 5-yard passes. He's going vertical over the top. And he is 33-62 for 469 yards and 4 TDs. Now, he has thrown 3 interceptions, which is a positive. But he's also very quick with his feet and likes to run it. 26 carries for 149 yards and a touchdown. So not only do you have to worry about cross jumper doing that to you, then you got the man in the backfield, Dontarius McDonald. He's only listed at 5'7", 180. He's a senior. But that guy is one of the most powerful backs that we'll see. We're talking to Coach Maddox about that. Jonesboro always has great backs
right.
that are very talented, but this guy will lay the wood to you. Not only are you going to try to run up and tackle him, he's going to try and hurt you when you do it and put you back in the, you know, make you not want to do that again. 27 carries, 100 yards, and a touchdown. So last week, their 14-7 loss to Conway, their only loss this season. Conway is an outstanding top 10 ball club
yes.
in Arkansas. And for them to only give up 14 points to Conway, I think, was the stunner of the night for the score of the game, because Jonesboro is known for this high-powered offense. You know, we can look back, 2015, when they beat Mountain Home 83-41. And nobody cared about defense. He didn't care about defense that night because
right.
it was a track meet. We had over 1,000 yards of total offense. We were both here.
Yeah.
You know, I think I walked 3 miles on the sidelines that night charting that game.
That was like a video game that night.
It definitely was. But, you know, we see that confidence coming up in the Bombers, and they're confident after the things that they did last week to Nettleton. So they feel confident tonight offensively and defensively that they can come out and show people that this is not the blowout game that somebody might think it would be.
We talked about the offense for Jonesboro. Their defense is much improved this year. And, boy, they've got a good one playing defensive end, don't they?
Well, Jashad Stewart is an Arkansas commit. Now, when you look at him and say, oh, he's a defensive end, he's probably about 6'7", 250, 260. He is not that big. He's 6'2", listed at 224. I saw a picture of him on the wall out here. He's no 224. They've stretched that a little bit. But what he has is extreme quickness. The three games, he's got 24 tackles, so that's 8 a game and 5 sacks. He is the type of player that we call a disruptor.
Right.
And that you have to do things, and which Coach Maddox and his staff have made some adjustments to their blocking schemes to help handle him. Because not only can he disrupt a passing play or something like that, he can make plays from the backside. That's his speed. He can come in. He can get you in the backfield when you're not looking for him. So we're going to make some adjustments to the double wing blocking. I'm sure we have them in if we decide to run this flex bone tonight. So you got to be careful of him. And the most success, according to Coach Maddox, that people are having is when they run right at him. So you may see us try and do that as well. Yeah. Run right at him, double team, see if we can push him out of the hole. And just take your chances and see what happens.
It's a great tough matchup. We'll see how the Bombers do. Some other interesting matchups around the state tonight. We'll take a break, and Matt will check those for us here in just a little bit. We're about 11 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers in Jonesboro. We'll have more coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dewey and Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey and Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And good evening from the studio as we welcome you back here on the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show. Mountain Home getting ready to take on the third-ranked team in Class 6A, according to Arkansas Sports Media. That is, of course, the Jonesboro Hurricane. Brad and Sonny will have more on that in a moment. But let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, Searcy, who is the second-ranked team in Class 6A, playing at Jacksonville tonight. Sylvan Hills is at Pine Bluff this evening, and Marion, a short trip for them. They are playing their biggest rival tonight, the Blue Devils of West Memphis. On the local levels, conference play begins for Yelville Summit as they'll be at home against Melbourne tonight. It'll be a tough matchup for the Panthers as the Bearcats come in with a record of 3-0 on the season. The Yelville Summit Panthers are continuing their 50th football season, the celebration of that season. Tonight, the teams of the 1990s are supposed to be recognized. Marshall is at Rosebud tonight to start conference play. Mountain View is in Newark taking on Cedar Ridge. Harrison is at home against Morrilton. This is going to be one of the big matchups of the state. The Goblins ranked number one in Class 5A, seventh overall by the Arkansas Sports Media. they're going to be hosting the Devil Dogs, who are ranked fourth in Class 5A. West Plains is at Lebanon tonight. Hollister is hosting Marshfield. Forsyth is at home against Pierce City. Branson is at Joplin. And Ava is at home against Salem, Missouri. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that we haven't yet got to, number one, Bryant is in Fort Smith to play Northside tonight. Number two, Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, is in Little Rock to face Hall. Number three, Bentonville, is in Springdale tonight to take on Harbor. Number four, North Little Rock, made the short trip across the Arkansas River to take on Little Rock Central, who's looking good right now. Tigers currently 3-0 on the season, but it will be a tough matchup. You know, the Charging Wildcats are almost always one of the top teams in the state. Number five, Conway, is at home against Fort Smith Southside tonight. Number six, Pulaski Academy, who is also number two in Class 5A, is actually a very short trip. They're staying in Little Rock to take on J.A. Fair tonight. Number eight, Fayetteville, is at Bentonville West tonight. That game in Centerton. Number nine, Cabot, is in Little Rock to face Catholic. And number 10, Arkadelphia, who is also a number one in Class 4A, is at home. This is going to be another big matchup in the state tonight, as the Badgers will play host to Nashville. The Scrappers are currently tied for second in Class 4A. In the Class 6A Top 5, only one game I haven't yet mentioned, and this will be another big one, as number 4, Lake Hamilton, will take on number 5, El Dorado, this evening. Two games I haven't mentioned yet in the Class 5A Top 5, third-ranked Little Rock Christian will play host to Watson Chapel, and number 5, Wynn, will entertain Blytheville. In the Class 4A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, Joe T. Robinson, who is tied with Nashville for that number 2 ranking, is at Fountain Lake tonight. Fourth-ranked Warren will host Crossett, and number 5, Shiloh Christian, will be at Berryville this evening. In the Class 3A Top 5, it will be number 1, Rising in Monticello tonight to take on Drew Central. Second-ranked Camden Harmony Grove will be at Bismarck. Third-ranked Osceola will be at Hoxie. Number 4, Clinton, there's going to have a challenge to start conference play tonight. The Yellow Jackets will be at home against Harding Academy. And number 5, McGee, will be in Lake Village to take on Lakeside. And in the Class 2A Top 5, it is number 1, Hazen, at home against Carlisle. Second-ranked Fordyce is entertaining Bearden tonight. Third-ranked Junction City will be at home against Strong. Number 4, Foreman, will host Spring Hill. And number 5, Gurdon, is at Dirks this evening. One thing I didn't mention from the local level is that Salem is not playing this week. They're actually idle, since their conference only has 7 teams. Their next game will be next Friday night, as they'll play host to Rector. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and in the local level. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment as Mountain Home gets ready to take on Jonesboro. You're listening to the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you, because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955. And go Bombers!
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring training. They're headed to the line.
Hut! Hut! Hike!
And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jonesboro, about 2 minutes away from kickoff, it's the Hurricane that has won the coin toss. What do they decide to do, son? I'll look down.
They have decided to receive. I think they want to get off to a quick start with the football and see what they can do against this Bomber defense.
Good night for football. Again, the sun is down and starting to cool off a bit here in Jonesboro. Tough test for the Bombers, and we'll see how the defense responds to get out there on the field first against this high-powered offense of Jonesboro. And, boy, Sonny, you wouldn't like anything better than a quick three and out to kind of set the tone.
Definitely. I think that you'll see Jonesboro start out aggressive. They'll start out aggressive, and they'll try. I would think we would see a downfield shot fairly quickly. Yeah. Because they're going to want to try, and this is their home opener, from what they were just saying here on the loudspeaker. So they're going to want to impress their fans and put on an entertaining show. So I think that's something that our coaches are probably pretty cognizant of and will be ready for.
We'll take a break, come back, and kick it off next. The Bombers in Jonesboro coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers pregame show, brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. It's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football, presented by
RBS Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones Investments, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.